Miracles happen every day. Do you believe that? This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Wednesday, and if by this point in the week you're starting to feel overwhelmed by all your responsibilities, duties, obligations, tasks, stop. Come on. Plan to laugh today. You got to laugh. If we didn't laugh, I think this world would be uninhabitable. Laughter's the music of the heart. Laughter's pain turned inside out. Laughter's the shock absorber of life's hard knocks. Sometimes the only sense you can make out of life is a sense of humor. Laughter is the oil that takes the friction out of human relationships. You don't stop laughing because you've grown old. You've grown old because you stop laughing. And yes, it is true. It's medically proven that when you laugh, you release natural painkillers, killers called endorphins. Do you believe in miracles? Listen to this quote. From Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Everything is possible for one who believes. Wow. You know how Jesus worked miracles. He didn't say, I heal you. He said, your faith has saved you. Do you believe in miracles? I do. You're not a Christian if you don't believe in miracles. Now, there's all kinds of types of miracles. I said miracles happen every day. Some of them are quite dramatic. Healing. They're often extraordinary. There have been some people, like Padre Pio from my community. Have you ever heard of Padre Pio? He was a Capuchin friar priest. Lived most of his life as a friar priest in San Giovanni Rotondo, down near the spur of the hill of Italy. He was a miracle worker. When he was canonized in 2002, people talked about his miracles. He had so many miracles attributed to him. Or Father Solanus Casey, another Capuchin from Detroit, Michigan area. Very simple man, not all that learned, but a great miracle worker. Yeah, there are some extraordinary miracles. Healing. Where doctors can only say, there's no explanation medically, physically. But there's other types of miracles beside those extraordinary ones, right? There's miracles of conversion. People really turn their life around. And all the years that I've been a priest, and I've been a priest a long time, I've heard some amazing conversion stories. Touched my heart profoundly. You wouldn't believe it that this person had that kind of conversion, because now when I saw the person, they were of deep faith, great compassion, unbelievable close relationship with Jesus Christ, doing wonderful things for God and His church, and then they tell me their story, what it was like before their conversion. It leaves you dumbfounded. And then there's miracles of reconciliation, right? The people and families actually start talking again. Neighbors, countries, factions within a church or congregation. As I said, you got to believe in miracles. I do. And it's all based on faith, huh? Now, I pray for more faith every day. You never have enough faith. As long as you walk the face of the earth, you got to pray every day for faith. So you have to line up these things you have to pray for. And the godly virtues, they call them theological virtues, the godly virtues are faith, hope, and love, right? So as we become more and more fashioned in the image and likeness of Jesus, The book of Genesis says God made us in his own image and likeness, but unfortunately we returned the favor and made God into our own image and likeness. And when we come to our senses and drop the ego and let God be God and let God fashion us into the proper understanding of God, and not like what Psalm 115 says, their idols are just like him. They have eyes but do not see, ears that do not hear, mouths that do not talk, hands that do not feel. No, we have to really fashion ourselves after the living God. Well, then, are you, as a matter of fact, praying for more faith every day? Please don't tell me you think you have enough faith. Well, let's see when the next big test comes. And it's coming. It's coming. Okay? So we all need to grow in faith. Let me share with you one of many that you can find. One definition of faith that I like very much. I put it in my book, The Leap of Faith. It's my favorite book, The Leap of Faith, that I wrote. I don't know who wrote this, but this is good. Faith is not anything you can see. It is not anything you can touch. But you can feel it in your heart. Faith is what keeps you trying when others would have given up. It keeps you believing in the goodness of others and helps you find it. Faith is trusting in a power greater than yourself and knowing that whatever happens, this power will carry you through anything. It is believing in yourself and having courage to stand up for what you believe in. Faith is peace in the midst of a storm, determination in the midst of adversity, and safety in the midst of trouble. For nothing can touch a soul that is protected by faith. Nice, right? Let's go back to this line. Faith is peace in the midst of a storm. Sometimes when I'm preaching on faith, I put it this way. Sometimes God calms a storm, and sometimes God lets the storm rage and calms his child in the midst of the storm. So there's two ways of dealing with the storm. Stopping the storm and giving people the grace to stay calm in the midst of the storm where God works with them. As I say every Monday, nothing can happen to us today that you and God and I and God cannot handle. So, this faith spills out into big and little miracles, as I'm talking about in today's program, right? And most of the time, God uses human instruments to work his miracles. There's been times throughout salvation history where God directly intervened in history and did the miracle in an extraordinary way. Like when Moses and the Israelites were fleeing and Pharaoh sends his chariots after them. And they get to the Red Sea. And it looks like they're trapped. Moses strikes the water with a staff, and the two walls of water rise up, and there's the dry land exposed, and they walk through the dry land. When the chariots of Pharaoh come after them, the walls of water collapse, and all the Egyptians who chased after them died. I mean, that's pretty dramatic. But what if God wanted to use you to work a miracle? Let me make a distinction here for you, okay? There's a difference between working for God and doing God's work. Is that difference obvious to you, huh? Working for God might be what we think God wants us to do, and we can get a lot of perks out of that. We can get a lot of prestige out of that. We can get a lot of affirmation out of that. But in reality, it might not be what God's will is for us. So we need to make sure that we do God's work. That we say, here I am, Lord, I've come to do your will. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Use me, Lord, in a way that you see best. And when we're that available to God, then God can do some powerful way. Can do some powerful things in and through us. As I like to say, and I'm sure you heard me say this before, we become the way without getting in the way. Sometimes people with the best intentions get in the way of God's will being done. Because of their ambition, because of their ego, because of their neediness, because of their own agenda. then the miracle, the way God wants it to be formed, doesn't happen. And sometimes the last state is worse than the first state, right? So wouldn't it be wonderful if today you allow God to use you to be a miracle in somebody's life? Why wouldn't he do that? Oh, please don't start the usual excuses. I'm not educated enough. I'm not strong enough. I'm not wealthy enough. I'm not popular enough. Remember, it's not about ability or inability. It's about availability. Make yourself available today in case God wants to use you to work a bigger little miracle. Okay? Because as the scripture for today says, everything is possible for one who believes. Now, our prayer partners today are children who are seriously ill. Nothing tugs on the heartstrings like a very, very sick child. Dear Jesus, lay your healing hand upon these children. Restore them to their parents who are now just beside themselves, and to their families who are so scared. Jesus, you love children. You said, let the little children come to me. Please, Jesus, for all the sick children that we know and the ones we don't know, may you have a miracle for them today. All right, now, today's food for thought goes like this. Life is like a game of boomerang. What we throw out eventually comes back to us. Amen to that? I think so. I think, you know, another way of saying it, what goes around comes around. What we throw out eventually comes back to us. So what should we be throwing out? Well, that's a no-brainer. We should be throwing out love and mercy and compassion and help and charity, because it'll come back to us. Or don't you believe that? Oh, I hope you believe that. Here's today's small attempt to make you smile or laugh, okay? Three young boys were walking on the sidewalk arguing over whose daddy was the greatest. One said, my dad is the greatest because he's the president of the Tan Bank. The second boy said, that is pretty good, but my daddy owns two grocery stores in town. The third boy said, that's nothing. My dad is a preacher and he owns hell. He came home last night and told my mom that the church board gave it to him. Want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Let me hear from you. I'd love to hear from my listeners. It's a real shot in the arm for me. You can send me your prayer intentions, which I faithfully will take to prayer. You can let me know if you want to receive my newsletter. It comes out 6 times a year, which I think you'll enjoy. You can send me a check to help me keep my hospital open way down south in southern Mexico, in Oaxaca, where the poverty is unbelievable. You can make the check out to TASH, TASH, Inc., stands for the Anesthesia Toller Hospital, Incorporated. Send that check to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord.